It's too muddy. Yep. Well, we're studying the book of Revelation, and I guess go ahead and turn to Revelation chapter 12. We're exactly halfway through this book. Yeah, would you pass those, Leo? And I don't know if you ever really thought about it. I'm sure you have to some degree, but you know, a lot of the reason the Jews missed their Messiah, they crucified their Messiah, right? And we know that they definitely had help from the Romans. But think about this: part of the reason they missed their Messiah is they believed wrong about him. They believed he was going to be, you know, the son of David, this king of righteousness. He was going to rule and reign, and they thought they were getting delivered from the Romans through this conquering king. And so they missed some of the references to the Messiah being a servant and a suffering servant at that. And so I guess, you know, we call this series Revealing Jesus. And so I actually ran across this week. I talked to a guy and we were talking about a particular verse in the Bible, and he says, yeah, you know, I believe that. I said, well, can you see why people think this when you did that? And he said, oh yeah. He said, but, he said, God told me to do this anyway. So, you see how that's a little bit wrong? So, I really believe that, you know, the best way we can believe about Jesus is, you know, to believe His Word properly, right? Okay. You got a place? And so that's how we're gonna. So I'm hoping that through this we see the right Jesus and we have the right perspective on His Word and the people of God, Israel particularly, we're going to talk about today. And you can see as we're starting this second half of the book of Revelation, we're starting down here. So we've I don't know if I might be able to pull this up. I think in 2 weeks, I've got one more overview of the whole book that I think you'll like. Let's see here. There it is. This is we looked at this a little bit. Jim's, you know, from the beginning of the book of Revelation, we talked about these seven churches, and it ended here with the rapture on the right hand side of the church at the book of Laodicea, or with the church to the Laodiceans. And so that brings us up to here. So this was Revelation 1 through 3 on that other chart. So this is where we're at. We're in the middle half or the middle three-fourths of the book of Revelation, chapters 6 through 18. And so these first 6 through 8 talked about the seven seals. Last week we were here, we talked about the seventh trumpet, the last one being called a woe as well. Jim put these little skull's heads here. And so now we're talking about Revelation 12 through 14, and sometimes this is called the personages. So if you look on your handout, you see these seven personages of Revelation, and on the left hand side are these seven persons. And so if you look on this chart, the handout I gave you, these seven personages, the first one is a woman clothed with the sun, the second one is a dragon, the third is a man child, the fourth is the archangel. The fifth one is the remnant, the Hebrew remnant. The sixth is the beast out of the sea, and then there's the seventh, the beast out of the earth. And so that takes us all the way through chapter 14, or up to chapter 14. And so we're here in chapter 12, and we're going to see that this woman clothed with the sun is none other than Israel. So if you have a blank, S-R-A-E-L, and so Israel is the mother of Jesus, the Son of God, and it's typified in Mary, the mother of Jesus, but she is not the woman. So this woman is specifically talking about Israel that we're going to read about. So look at Revelation chapter 12, and while I'm turning there, if somebody would read the first two verses for us, Revelation 12, 1 and 2.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being a child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered.
Right. And if you drop down to my teaching point there on your handout, I've got a quote here from J. Vernon McGee, and many of you he's kind of a famous preacher that was on the radio. He's got a Through the Bible broadcast, and I think it's a 5-year plan. He teaches and preaches through the whole book of the whole Bible, and I think he's on about 6 o'clock every morning on Bot Radio. But he's got a quote here. He says, "Tell me who the woman of Revelation 12, 1 and 2 is, and I will tell you your interpretation of the book of Revelation." And so some would teach that, you know, this is the church and Israel is now, but that interpretation kind of falls apart when you get down a little later, and this woman going through the tribulation and the wilderness, fleeing to the wilderness. And so different things let you know that this is not not the church. And some would say, I think it's the Catholic Church maybe teaches this is Mary, and some aspects of it is referring to Mary, but doctrinally speaking, the woman is Israel. And so that's why J. Vernon McGee taught what he did there. And so you can kind of tell what people believe about the book of Revelation from how they interpret these two verses. So now, hold your place here and go clear back to Genesis. I want you to see partly why we say it's Israel. So go to Genesis 37. I think it's verse 9. I think I've got this in here somewhere. So we try not to turn too much. Genesis 37. And if somebody can read 9 and 10. 37, verse 9 and 10.
And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obstinance to me." And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth?"
Yeah, so he says that he talks about the sun, the moon, and 11 stars, and they made obeisance to me. And he's saying he's like the 12th star. And so this obeisance means to bow down or to give reverence to. And so he's a type of Christ here. But he's saying, and notice Jacob is saying, "Shall I and thy mother," like, and who is Jacob's mother? This is a good test for you. Who was Jacob's mother, or Joseph's mother?
Rebecca.
You're real close.
Rachel.
It's Rachel, yeah. Yeah, it was Isaac and Rebecca, and they had Jacob and Esau. So, but Jacob and Rebecca had Benjamin and Joseph. Joseph and Benjamin. I'm sorry, Jacob and
Rachel.
So Rachel had these two of the 12. And So Jacob is saying that, am I and my mother and your mother going to bow down to you, Joseph? And so he kind of interprets this. And let me give you this. This will, while you're here in Genesis, look at chapter 1 of Genesis. This is kind of interesting. Talking about this sun and the moon and the stars. In Genesis 1 and 14, 14 through 16, 14, 15, and 16. Teresa, you got it?
Yep. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
Yeah, we'll stop there. In verse 14, it says that this greater light and the lesser light, it's a reference to, it says in verse 16, God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, that would be the sun, and the lesser light to rule the night. And it's almost a afterthought, he made the stars also, like, by the way. And so, but it said in verse 14 that they were for signs. And I have you put this down in your handout a little bit later. So now let's all go back to Revelation 12, and let's kind of drive this home a little bit. So not only are we in the last half of the book of Revelation, we're also in the last half of the tribulation. So, does anybody know what Jesus called this last half of the tribulation? It was. So I had you put great in your second blank. And so it says here, I think TJ, when Jesus spoke that, he's talking about the abomination of desolation, and he says, after this will be great tribulation. So he kind of labels this last half after the Antichrist is revealed and the great. And so here it says in Revelation 12:1 that Belinda read, I think, this great wonder. And I gave you on your handout, the word wonder is translated sign 50 times and miracle 23 times. So he gave him this, as he's talking, there appeared a great wonder in heaven. So some people have, and I don't make as big a deal about this as maybe some do, but when I was first saved, there was a guy, I think he's from Florida, or maybe it's California, D. James Kennedy, and he had an audio series called The Gospel in the Stars. And he really, all of us hopefully would say that astrology is wrong. I mean, hopefully you don't get up and look at your horoscope and see what sign of the zodiac you are and try to see how good a day you're going to have because of the horoscope. So we know astrology is wrong, like soothsayers and fortune tellers and all that is, very mystical and dark. And but astronomy is a different. I mean, God made the star. We just saw that, right? I don't know if you ever thought of this. Astro is where we get the word star, and this onomy is where we get the word law. You know, we have a book in our Bible called Deuteronomy. And Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy means two, like a duet, and onomy means law. It's the second giving of the law. So we have a book in our Bible called Deuteronomy. And so we don't think astronomy is wrong. It's the law of the stars. I mean, God put these there for signs. And so, but I know you can kind of get off on some tangents here. And some of it's very interesting. I mean, we know the wise men followed the star to Bethlehem, right? These are things that are in our Bible. And I know teachers, preachers that talk about the blood moons that have happened. And so I bet someone in here could probably quote this verse, 1 Corinthians, it's 1 and 22, but it's where the Bible says the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, I believe is the rest of that. But so when you see sign in the Bible, I mean, whenever Moses was called to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt, he says, well, God, what sign will I give him? And remember, he had his hand become leprous, and then he had to throw his stick down and become a snake. So he had a couple signs that he was able to, at least with the stick and the snake, show Israel that God has called me to lead you out. And so the Jews require a sign. And so here in Revelation 12, is where we're at, Pat, that there's this great wonder in heaven, this woman that's clothed with the sun, and the moon and the stars are under. We identify that as Israel. And it says, you know, on her head are these 12 stars. I was listening to one guy this week, and he said that the Star of Bethlehem comes around every 2,000 years, and of course the time of Christ was over Bethlehem, and I think 2,000 years before that it was during Abraham's time, and 2,000 years before that it was around the time of Adam. So they think it's coming around again here pretty quick, I guess. So you know, it's been about 2,000 years. And so anyway, there are some things there, but you know, one of the signs of the zodiac, the Bible actually in Job calls it Maseroth. And we believe that that is a reference to the 12 constellations. But one of them is called Virgo, the Virgin, right? And so we would believe that as a representation of... And one of them is called Draco, the Dragon. There's these signs, there's these stars, there's these constellations that kind of look like different things. You know, one of them is Leo, the Lion, the Taurus, and... Anyway, so a lot of these do mean something, and so I'm not smart enough to figure it all out. But so don't discard astronomy and don't confuse it with astrology. But know that there is something to it, and God made them, and He made them to be signs. And so I don't know if that is necessarily what's going on in chapter 12, verse 1, but probably there will be something in the heavens that will happen here. But are you thinking something, TJ?
Have you heard about that Revelation 12 sign that happened in the sky in 2017?
Well, that's one of them I listened to this week. And I think like Jupiter was coming through Virgo, and it was like her giving birth.
Yep.
And it was
the king, like known as the king.
You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she's coming between her legs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. I listened to that this, and it was around the time Trump was putting the embassy in Jerusalem, and so that, yeah, so, I mean, I believe some of that stuff, but, the guy I was listening to thought he was coming back in 17. You know, that's been 8 years ago, I guess. And this is one thing you'll think's funny. I think it's funny and kind of true too, because, you know, there's been people make predictions, you know, Christ is coming here and there, and a pastor friend of mine, he says, none of those people were wrong. They were just disappointed. And I think that's funny because, I mean, you know, when I was saved in 92, but in 88, like 4 years before I was saved, there was that book, 88 Reasons Why Christ Will Return in 88. And I never did read the book, but he had 88 reasons. He had, you know, just as we're talking about these things and the things going on and the red heifer and, you know, there's a digital ID this week. I'm hoping to bring that out maybe next week a little bit. I think Great Britain is making it mandatory that you have digital ID to be able to work in their country.
Right. They are.
And so that's a big deal right now. So I'm seeing a lot of things about that. And so there's like protests against it.
Isn't that like those scan cards like they use at the hospital?
Uh-huh.
Like that?
Yeah, but I don't know if they're making you. I don't know exactly how you take it, if it's a chip or what.
They want to put it in your hand?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's just.
They've done that research. That they gotta get the frog in the water first.
I think that in your face or on your forehead or your hand is your fingerprints or your facial recognition scan.
Mm.
I think it's not one of the pieces.
It doesn't sound as far-fetched as it used to, does it?
What gets me is that, like, the whole reason that even Jesus was born in Bethlehem, like they prophesied he would be, is because Caesar required that everyone was going to be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone had to go back to their homes.
Yep.
Joseph was sent due to their digital ID of the time.
Gotcha. They were there for census and taxation, and that's good. And Daniel even prophesied some about the Antichrist changing laws and making taxes. Yep.
Well, whoever said that the mark of the beast would be a chip?
Yeah. It was just speculation. Something you receive in your forehead or your hand. So that was...
Well, the dogs already get them. Yeah. The little chips.
Yeah.